From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guests this week are Andrea Lowe and Valerie Liu, and they're the authors of the photo book Chinatown Pretty, which celebrates the street fashion of seniors living in Chinatowns around the country. Hey, Andrea. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I'm so happy you all are here, and I love this book. And right now, we're going to hear there are suggestions for things to see, hear, and do during quarantine. First up is the documentary series Chinatown Short, You Are Here. San Francisco filmmaker James Q. Chan created this lovely series of short films about Chinatown. Now, the first season features stories of personal and community transformation during times of crises and hope. And these shorts were captured before and during shelter in place. So do you have a favorite short? Andrea, I'll start with you.
I really love the piece on that profiles Master Kuo. She is a teacher of Tai Chi right in the heart of Chinatown. She has a studio right off of Walter Yu Lum Place. And she's been practicing Tai Chi there for decades and has been passing on her skills and her knowledge to the next generation of Tai Chi practitioners.
Oh, that's wonderful. Valerie, what about you? Any favorites?
There's a few seconds at the end of their trailer that left me sobbing. Reverend Norman Fong was leading the electric slide during a Chinatown festival, and people are dancing, but there's this one senior kind of dancing to her own drum, just not following the steps, but looking so joyful. And I'm moved of how crowded it is and the unexpected ways in which Chinatown seniors dress, dance, and occupy their spaces.
You know, I love someone that's out of the box. That's Chinatown Shorts, You Are Here. And you can check out the first season at ChinatownShorts.com and on Instagram. Okay, for your second pick, I think just about everyone is familiar with, it's the Roxy Theater, and it's been closed during the pandemic, but it's gone virtual, and film lovers can enjoy a mix of classic and indie films from the comfort of their homes. Tickets are only $12, and 50% of every sale goes to support the theater. The Roxy is known for showcasing different directors. It's celebrating Wong Kar-wai's films. Tell us about this director and what you love about his work.
Wong Kar-wai makes movies that feel like love letters to Hong Kong. One of my favorite films, In the Mood for Love, is going to be part of this collection that they're screening. Mm-hmm. And it's moody, it's about unrequited love, and features beautiful cheongsams or traditional Chinese dresses.
Nice.
I can add on to another film that I streamed this weekend. It's called The Donut King, and it's a documentary directed by filmmaker Alice Gu, and it chronicles the rise and fall of Ted Nui. He is a Cambodian refugee who came to America with nothing and created this donut empire on the West Coast in the 1980s. And he's the reason why 90% of all independent donut shops in California are run by Cambodians. So it's just a really fascinating tale of the American dream.
Wow, those sound like really interesting films. Definitely check that out at the Roxy Virtual Theater, and movies are available to stream for $12. And your final pick is an outdoor installation and comic by Christine Wong Yap, and it's called Alive and Present, Cultural Belonging in San Francisco, Chinatown, and Manila Town. And the comic book has stories from the community along with maps for a self-guided tour around Chinatown. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, we're big fans of the Chinese Cultural Center and 41 Ross, which is an arts and community space in Chinatown. You must go and check out Ross Alley. It's one of the most magical, oldest alleyways in Chinatown.
And this is great, too, because of the pandemic. It's something you can do outside, too, as well. Andrew, you want to add on?
Yeah, this is a great one because it'll get you out and about in San Francisco Chinatown. And actually, I think now is a good time to visit the neighborhood. We've heard a lot of people say they miss Chinatown, but it's actually very much open for business, open for takeout, open for fresh groceries, open for fresh air. So, we highly recommend checking out your local Chinatown and seeing what's up.
Absolutely. I totally agree. That's Alive and Present, Cultural Belonging in San Francisco Chinatown and Manila Town. You can pick up a comic book for a self-guided tour at 41 Ross in San Francisco. I've been speaking with photographer Andrea Lowe and writer Valerie Liu. Their new book, Chinatown Pretty, is on sale now at your favorite local bookstore. Get it. It is beautiful. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rollins and produced by Precious Green. I'm Janae Darden.